set the table for dinner, what would you put out on the table?
You mean in the way of dishes?
Yeah.
Setting the table?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my job. So. A plate for each person, and a knife and a fork and a spoon.
And a cup person. And salsa.
Cup and a salsa.
Breakfast and a...
And if a, you were going to drink something
and
hot.
And a glass.
And glass. We always had water as well as...
Coffee. And iced tea.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to have steak, you might put out a set of steak, what?
Steak knife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have steak knives, though, but we did have knives that would sharpen, and Papa would take them out to the grindstone and get them real sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bone handle knives that were made of good steel where you could sharpen them.
Yeah. After you wash the dishes, after a woman washes them in soapy water, then in clear water she
rinses them.
You probably still have to do this. If it gets real cold at night, you have to leave the water dripping.
Yeah, I've seen the time when the Papa would leave all the faucets dripping so it wouldn't.
See, we started out drawing water by the buckets full out of a well that was over 100 feet deep.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And then put up a windmill.
That was out here? Yeah, you must have had your own well.
In 1911, the windmill was running. Mm-hmm. Operating, and that was fine if the wind would blow, but if the wind didn't blow, we didn't have water up there in that tank.
Uh-huh.
So it necessitated drawing the water out of the well again.
Uh-huh.
Then we went from the windmill to a gasoline engine to bring the water, dug another well, and now, Blythe, the town has good water.
We have so you get town water now.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of well was it? How'd you get the water up out of the well?
100 feet deep and a windlass with a rope
with
and a bucket to go all the way down.
Turn like that, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go all the way down. So somebody'd have to sit there and do that.
One of the things we had that you would be interested in, out on the back porch, we had what we call the dry well. It was 20 feet deep, bricked all the way up, and had a little elevator with two shelves about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked with a rope and a little, would you call that little thing a windlass?
Mm-hmm. Pulley.
And the milk and the butter and the cream would be put on that elevator, the cantaloupes and the watermelons and the fruit, and let down to the bottom of this well. That was something like a dairy. That was one of the old-fashioned things. And Papa would put a watermelon in a sack, tie a rope around the sack, and let the watermelon down and get cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, for the record, our jugs of cider. We've got some of the old cider jugs.
Oh, yeah.
With a little handle on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he'd put the rope in there.